Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, we are here. Another segment with the Blog Talk Radio Network, the Cosmic Philosopher. I am Tomas Red, and another day, and I'm glad for this. I want to, think I'm going to be brief today. You know, I have something to say. And who knows, maybe somebody will give me a call and prove to me that you're not afraid of white people. Because I think that's the problem. White people are very intimidating. You know? And white people know that the fact that you can't have a passport unless they give you one. You can't travel, go nowhere, because white people got permission from Africa to run the world, run the government of the world. Africa permit white people to take their place And if you think it's a joke I am making, think about this. Do you think America is run by African hybrid people, ethnic people? America is not run by the Chinese or Indians or nobody else. I and understand the world that you are in. Once Sodomite took over the world, let's go back 509 BC. That's quite a while, right? Because you're talking about 500 years put to where we are today since they made change solar calendar to moon calendar. How long is this now? You're talking about 2022 years ago since they have made a transition away from the God's calendar to the Christian Sodomite calendar. You can't go nowhere and do no business at all unless the fucking ass white man authorize it. Anywhere you go, you need this authorization, that authorization. You would be surprised that these faggot criminals want so much things from people. And the reason is they know that we can't read properly enough. And you may say, what do you mean? You mean that they rig your education. They rig your education right now. Well, maybe they don't even want me to say especially what I'm saying right now, because I'm letting you into the know of what world history textbook says about civilization that white people don't have. No legitimacy, no authorization. And where they get their knowledge from, since they never talked 3.5 million years, where do they, how do they come to look like humans? Because they didn't look like human all that much at all. They're more of a monkey. Okay? So the point is this. If we know the truth in the World History Textbook, they cannot even take you into a court of law because they don't have any law. That's just the truth. It doesn't matter. It's money they are using to create this position that they have put themselves on, pretending that they are government. So the fact that there is nobody, you don't see no government with no rhetoric that says white people, white men are not a government subject. Real government, civilized government, have nothing to do with white people because they're not into this World History Textbook here as civilized people. It don't mention them or identify them as civilized people. In the development of civilization, white people are not mentioned as civilized people at all in it. It showed them as destroying civilization. So when you see them now with military, where they get it from? They get it from Africa. Because if you tell me that Africa could sit on their buttocks, Sodomite white people come over to Rome and overthrow the king
a real king. They couldn't go there and overthrow the king. And Africa is the only world power? No, they could not. Because it's just going back about 100,000 years now since some of the indigenous people was leaving Africa to go and settled in other places outside of Africa, about 100,000 years ago. At that time, the indigenous people started 100,000 years prior to that. So their coming out was marking the second 100,000 years ahead of them. So here now, we're pretty much behind, you know, yes, we have already now done this second and make it now. We were created in Africa, South Africa, by the Elohim 200,000 years ago. So that's behind us now. 200,000 years gone now. Right, well, the last 100,000 years was what we used to leave Africa and come into other parts of the world. Where were the white people them at that time? Can you give account for them? The World History textbook give account for them, but where do you see them in history? It is in history, but Who is able to show you? We're in history that tells you 100,000 years ago when we are leaving Africa, where were these white people? Find them. And if you think they have a government, find them. Because we were leaving Africa, and what did we have? Were we under a government? Were we created by ourselves? We are created by the power to create and to give us inalienable rights. Where these white people come from ruling, and you as an African don't have any inalienable rights. Because whatever inalienable rights the African people have today is what the white man decides. Because though they have you in the so-called easy to like constitution I'm talking about. Though they have you in a constitution, but the constitution is not made up for, it's made up for European Cro-Magnon fucking asshole sodomites. That's them it make up for. So they just, because of imperative reason, they just can't leave you out, because what they are doing is a criminal thing. And since they, whatever influence they have on power that they can allow, they can get Africa fit to totally vanish off the scene of world government. So when you hear now in history, the Elohim has given command to us human beings to rule the world. Africa give these faggot white people that authority by just keeping silent over everything that is uncivilized that these faggot white people are doing. And they allow all the atrocity of these white people to fuck our ancestors with their monkey blood and kill their brain. Listen, yes, that's what is going on. And when we behave like we don't know what's going on, and we can afford to be in America and police any one of us whenever they want, okay? And you don't hear Al Sharpton and them and nobody else. Dr. King would talk about, he rebel against the war that they fought. Yes. And look at what happened to him. He went about representing the issue in a boyish kind of way. And it's the reason why they could do what they did to him. You see what I mean? And it is fortunate that after they kill him, you know, they just barely try to get him be recognized for an holiday. Very, very after a long time. But the point is, the poor fellow was a churchman that the white people set up. How can you, as an African person, begin to kneel down and pray to Jesus? And none of that into your history. The point is, there is no way we are going to make any difference if we don't talk from the source of power, and that is your history. And if you don't recognize your history, well, it's like you don't recognize your local birth certificate. All of the necessary information, when you were born, where you were born, who are your parents, and stuff like that. If you don't recognize that and use that, where are you going to go? You can't go nowhere without that. All right, then. Well, our human indigenous vernacular and stuff like that, it belongs to Africa. And just like these white people belong to Africa in before our time, they left and go up into Europe. It's the reason why you don't hear much of Africa attached to them. But we now come and take up the place where Africa is relevant with us, ethnic, hybrid people. We different from them. So they are defined by Europe. We are defined by Africa. That's what it is. The point is, the wealth that Africa hand over to these sodomite ape-like species, they don't belong to our species. The worst thing to happen, the worst thing to happen in the human existence is to accept that white people can mingle and sexually mingle. That scientifically is totally wrong. Because what do you do with taxonomic blood, the DNA inside of you? How compatible is it? If you know what has transpired 100,000 years ago, where they begin to fuck our ancestors and have children, they about fuck with the Neanderthals first, right? And after a long time, they look like humans. They start looking like apes. So by the time they're done with the Neanderthal, they kill them and none of them is left. We don't know about none of them besides what you see in the history. And they are talking about it is because of second species, wise sapiens. These faggots are writing today and say it is because of us why the Neanderthals died out. Okay? They lie about everything to cover up their fucking asshole and all the evil stuff that they do and claim now, oh, they have all the honor and praise and the glory of the world now. And African people don't come in anywhere. Whereas historic recognition is about the only government that ruled the world. But now these fucking ass white people claim they are the one that's ruling. And there is nobody to really like knock them off their armor off a stick. Not Marcus Garvey. Not Kennedy. well, Kennedy is a part of them. And Haldry showed like he was a little in sympathy, but he couldn't, Kennedy or any president cannot control the dynamics that the so-called founding fathers put down, right? Because you have to go to the very root of where they are coming from when they couldn't talk. And the fact that, you know, on the last 100,000 years when they start to fuck, you know, this our species with their bad blood inside of them, by now, you see, by the end of this last 100,000 years, can't you see these white people come and they surpass us in education? They're going to, can push Africa off the scene and they take over. How many ships do they use to take slave African from Africa? How many ships? Not about some, you know, I mean, a whole bunch of ships. They even have one of the ships named Jesus. Yeah. Because they begin to do monkey business with us because our brain is gone. Nothing is written that say we lost our brain, cerebrum, before we go to the outer world here. Nothing said that. But look straight from that time to now, and look who we are. We go down in the dirt, so that means we do some dirty, dirty stuff that the gods not pleased with, and therefore, they. If you read, I think what is it, Deuteronomy 28 or so, you will see that something went on, and some little hints they put into Bible to show what went on. And if you read the Genesis about talking serpent, all of that makes up what these white people did. Okay? And we have it in the Bible now, revering it as the word of God. Listen. No, gossip. And I don't have to repeat that. If you don't have a sense now where you can look and read and make some sense, well, you may as well dead with it. And believe what them say, and can't see the reason why you are offspring from people who are under slavery in Jamaica, another place in the West Indies, and why we are who we are now. Go to Haiti and see what they say is happening over Haiti, because of these white people. They don't care about the survival of the ethnic people. And guess what? We are on our own to use our brain. Get up, stand up. According to what's his name there? Get up, stand up, stand up for your right. If we don't decide to make the effort to understand exactly who we are, historically, these white fucking ass white people them will always walk and stare down at us because they don't hear anything coming out of our mouth that makes sense to them. They know when we make sense and how much sense we make. They know that. Unless we are able to fully comprehend what has happened, we will never be able to deal with white people. And they're always going to take the silver and the gold, and it's theirs and theirs to keep. Because as you can see, there's no way that somebody has stolen your house and chased you away and you sit here and you have a government. Only when they are the government, you can get that done. But right now, in Jamaica, there is this type of difference where it's no more the white people, the head of the government there, right? They have uncivilized holding of Jamaica existence and the people them. Why? We don't belong to them, but yet still they still because we don't have no sense. Africa is out of the way. Guys out of the way. They can do anything with us. You see what I mean? Now, if we learn the truth and we're able to talk the truth, the words that you speak blast them into the abyss. But if you can't talk the truth and they sense or the truth that and they don't have anything to defend themselves, that's cosmological situation. They don't have anything to do besides get out of your way, because a situation is going to fry them when you speak the truth and speak the truth properly. The other thing to say in the church, that God moves in a mysterious way, is wonders to perform. Yeah. And what he can do through a civilized person that have their blood is something that removes kind of fear or, you know, ambiguous thing that holds you back, if you understand clearly. You see what I mean? Because you don't know who is trembling out there. You hear they talk about they don't want to lose their democracy. And I keep on telling you, these white people, anytime you hear they say anything, like they call themselves Puritans, you better know. When you look at what purity is, and that's where it's coming from. Puritan, it's coming from purity. Well, look it up and see whether or not these white people who, that began to kill open season on African people, and they have it in law right now that you don't see any of us concerned about. And if I talk about, not if, I do. Never, no, nobody is going to call me and talk to me and say anything. It is so bad now. It is so bad now that, look, there's hardly any African people who consider the peril that has 100,000 years. You know, in as much as some of us, when you say 100,000 years, it don't ring a bell to them. Right? And in as much as, I mean, we are gone in down into the ditch in such a way. Why white people behave the way they do? They behave like we dead and gone. Buried and rotten long time ago. That's the way white people think today. And I only want a chance for somebody to raise the argument. You see what I mean? White people know not to raise the argument with the kind of people who are going to, like, blow them away into the abyss. Because they know what that is like. I am on the program here right now, but, you know, and they, how many times they turn off the mic? Nobody hear what I say. You hear Sam Cooke sing his melody on maybe some other tune, but you don't hear nothing I say. And maybe right now you don't hear nothing I say. But you know what? I leave it all to the gods because the peril that is on the earth right now is not what they establish and leave here. You see what I mean? And these white fucking ass idiots, they should be right up there in both some 6,000 or 7,000 miles away to the north. They should be up there in Europe. But no. Oh no, the Western world is theirs. And they want the Western world to be their civilization by talking about Abraham. Abraham is no more than a duck's nest, what they're talking about. Because anything you hear they talk about is curse. Curse. Because they're not talking about no real Abraham. And if you read in history who Abraham is, or if you say what he was when he was in human bodily existence, you will be, more than surprised, but let's put it as surprise. You'd be surprised. But these white people, they cannot confront you if you talk the real truth about history and where we're coming from. They can never stand up in front of you and talk about it. You see, they design the system that we see here from way back, say 2,600 years now, so that they realize that our brain is not what it used to be. They know that. And they know that if they write things and say things a certain kind of way and preach it and teach it to us and make us go into the church and believe it, they know that they can do any shit to us and we'll eat it. They know that. And they know as long as I am alive and well, nobody is going to just run on and don't pay attention. They know that. And they know that everything have an end. And this may be their end because knowledge increase. And what they have been going on with their culture, a fucking asshole. They want to spread that culture to us. They want to wipe us, all right, or just bring us down to where they come along with it, because right now they get us to accept that sodomite can live among us, and they say and give you Jesus and say that Jesus say you have to forgive. Jesus is a jackass, because no Jesus in the Bible, and I am always wanting somebody like to show me where in the Bible Jesus really say anything. Jesus don't there's no Jesus that say anything in the Bible. Okay. And what good is the Old Testament from the New Testament? It's all a sodomite thing. We, as African, don't care about Bible, New Testament, or Old Testament. You see, and the more you get to know what they are talking about and the arrangement of Old Testament and New Testament, the more you get to find out and able to see contrast between what we grow up in the church and are taught and come to know what the world around you is, then it is as different from night and day. So whilst we are here and you don't find out that the thing that are belonging to us, they take it. And over time, you don't know it was yours. That's what these white people are all about. They use time against us, you see. And what was us, like what they say in the Bible right now, and to show you that these people are so ignorant that they must know when things gone the wrong way for them. Because they managed to survive over the past 100,000 years until they come into politics and stuff like that. Oh, that's a long way for them to come. You see? And our world, our hybrid world, is what accommodate them to where they are today. What if we were like them? If we were like them, they would not be here alive today. White people would never be here. If we were going about and try to eliminate anybody or them, people like them who can't even talk, it was easy for us to destroy them because they couldn't talk. So they wouldn't have any chance to go beyond not able to talk. They couldn't overcome that because they don't talk from natural causes. Okay? It's evil. It's violation of our species, our blood. And it affects us right now. You may think we don't, but hey, you know, it's like you see third grader, fifth grader together, but there's a difference between them because one is more educated, as long as they did, you know, take in the teachings, take in the lesson. Third grade and fifth grade, you know, you may be under the same roof, but you're different. Well, we may think that we are all right because our generation born comes to church and the holy world bunch of foolishness that we don't know what is foolishness from not. You see, but as long as the God's going to open up some of us eye to see, it's not going to be the same for those who are not seeing and those who are seeing. And there is no way you can expect that any one of us who began to see and identify what the truth is about civilization, don't expect us to be looking on what they call white people and about, oh, the Bible says you are to surrender to those who are over you in the Lord. White people are graveyard sodomites. You hear? When you read in the Bible about Jesus and Jesus over into like 10 Mark 5 and casting out devils and all that and cast devil into swine and all them kind of things. Those things are not true. But to show you that these white people are coming from a graveyard with these stories in the Bible. That's where they're coming from with it. About Jesus. If you go back 200,000 years, not 200,000, but 2,000 years, there would be no trace of any Jesus at all. If you go back to when they were invading Canaan, or Palestine, they call it. If you go back to that time and are, say, read about that time for real, not talk about foolishness, not talking foolishness. If you read about that time, you're going to find out that it's a different world back there from now. In this context, who were Jews and Israelites back 2,000 years ago in Canaan? Who? Who were the African people back then? It was the African people who in the Bible, no place else, in the Bible, it was African people who live in Canaan, the children of Abraham in the Bible. Anytime you're reading and they talk about Bible say this, Bible say that, look, just understand that the Bible is not a reference book for any truth that you are looking for. Okay? To grow up and get to know. Because I still see that in a whole lot of writing that these white people are writing, like, you know, it is our African people doing these things. Our African people don't write those stories. But they are writing it in a Bible, like, first of all, like the Bible is a canon book for all of us. No, it is for them who fucking their stinking ass. Oh! The Bible is for them. It's not for us. And if you want to keep on reading the Bible and believing it, you don't have an inalienable right in America. You do not. Because you might wonder, but, you know, 2,000 years ago, you know, quite a few generations come and gone. And we inherit all the bunk that they have in their head as we come up and grow up with our parents. Them no know nothing. Because they are fooled by the prior generation before them. And we come here now and inherit the same thing. Why am I having all this problem that I'm having here now? It's simple because I just get my eye open when I read and read pertinent things and find out, oh, there is a difference. So that I can go back 2,000 years and see in the Bible where these words in the Bible are being written first back there, or so it seems, they write it like it's coming back 2,000 years ago. That's okay with me. It's their account, and that's how long it is coming. Jesus come and die for the sins of the world 2,022 years ago, right? Where is the fulfillment in the New Testament? Where is the New Testament fulfillment? Now, it's time to, like, take these white people and show them what they write about government. Now, like, federal government is not no government. I mean, it's not even their piss or shit. It's nothing. Okay? And they now like the idea of catching our African people. I mean, charge them with all kind of crime, throw them into some prison house. That must done away with. It must done away with. And if when I'm telling you, you don't read and try to find out, and you still cooperate with them, you know, see what Trump did the other day? And, you know, you may thank some of these people for what they're doing, but you see what? Let me tell you something. You can't thank sodomites for what they do. It is the gods that is driving them down into the valley of your stupid mind. And even though you'll hear, I mean, Liz Cheney talking like something like that, she still hold on to her white supremacy. You don't see it. She's still white supremacist, and she's still talking white man language, okay? And if you can't see that, well, your brain is too gone. Your brain is too gone. They own every single thing that is ours. It's no longer ours unless we can discern that. I'm getting a little sprinkle of rain, and I think Zeus is like showing me, all right, Tim, cool down with a few drops of rain on my window here. Let me tell you something. I have to tell the story. Whether or not these people want to like it or not, I cannot be concerned about that. I grew up in church. You see what I mean? And with a blessing that I am to see things and I must recognize them, that's what I'm going to do. White people must find their way back to their own indigenous camp in Europe. That's where, because 1.5 million years ago, that's where they went from going out of Africa up there. And since they go up in Europe, nobody is giving account for where they went and what they have done. They were not civilized. They're mute. Going out of Africa 1.5 million years ago, white people could not talk. They're mute over like prior 2 million years before. They were making stone tools. That's all they did. And as a matter of fact, I don't know how much stone tool they were really making. I am suspecting now that they are writing a whole bunch of stuff and backdate it and make it seem like they were doing something and trying to big up themselves like they were this and they were that. And everything they talk about, anthropologists say and archaeologists say that and make up stories. It's not going to work. It's not going to work. And all it takes, you know, is whoever the gods will. Because now I know that the very top of these white people, criminal, what they call, you know, their hierarchy. Their hierarchy. I know where they're coming from. It's in the World History textbook. But it has been so long and there has been nobody that we know. If these guys that came out, like Marcus Garvey, if they had really good information and positioned themselves to consolidate our position, I wouldn't have to be here talking the way I'm doing. Because they would have already laid that foundation and these white people would have found their place. But these white people just laugh after them. Laugh after them. Now, what I understand, you know, is not everything. I don't understand everything, but I understand basic things that are relevant to us. And right now, ain't nobody trying to stand up to what I am saying. You know, and that is not just from last week. I mean, because the first thing I begin to discover created a problem. The first thing. And by now, I have a whole lot of barrel of things that I don't find out. The Bible, go to Bart Ehrman, and Bart Ehrman can tell you the Bible don't worth nothing when it comes to civilization. You see, so what these white people make up in the Bible as a God's word, listen to me. It's time for them to hit the deck. Okay? It is time for them to face the tornadoes. You see what I mean? A man wrote today and said, tornado kill more people than gun. You want to make law against the tornadoes? You know what I mean? He is against it. He's saying that tornado kill more people than the people with guns, than people using guns to kill other people. So now he's basically justifying people killing other people with guns. And he's comparing that to the tornado. Like, you know, I mean, who's sending the tornado? You know, so we kill people because we want to kill people. So what? Tornado kill people because tornado want to kill people. So what? So wait. Does any human being equate with tornadoes? Of course not. So I had to write back a post to this person and said, you know, you're thinking a lot by coming to that conclusion. you're thinking a lot when you come to that conclusion. And, you know, and pointed out some things to this guy, you know, about history, about the gods. And I said, you know, I mean, Zeus, you know, I mean, we ought to know that they are the ones that form the clouds and create atmosphere and things like that. You know, they, I mean, when they send a tornado to do certain things, and you can see that these tornadoes that are coming are, you know, more often demonstrating that they intend to destroy these homes and things. You can see that, you know, because we're not hearing that tornadoes are being sent over the ocean. I don't, you know, there may be some storm, that wind that happened on the ocean, but as far as frequency of tornadoes and the damage done by tornadoes, I can see direct intent in the tornadoes to destroy. Because people who we would think, oh my God, you know, so much people out of light, so much people out of this, out of water, and blah, blah, blah. And we don't think that all of these churches that they make up all over the world have nothing to do with who creates the weather system. No. People don't care. And these white people have us, Africans, believe that when we are gracing our meal and praying to God in the name of Jesus, that's it. That's exactly where these asshole, fucking ass white people, that's where they want our orbital brain to be. You see, like the God in what? Numbers 12, who came down in a cloud and went after Miriam and her brother because they spoke against Moses. And you are just reading this the other day, and another thing that I keep on running into in the Bible. They are saying, you listen to this. If you know anything about history and the distinction between white people who are chasing down the African people to take away land and wealth from us, you know the difference between them when they go to Palestine and kick out the African people them, between 66 and 70 AD, when they completely take over Palestine, take over Canaan, right? The difference, if you know, you read that God came down, clouded chariot, and called out Moses, Miriam, and Aaron, and say, "You three, come out here." Now, if you pay attention to the manner in which they write this, you can tell these are some faggot writing this, a foolishness. Because it doesn't really sound sacred. God come down, you know, and how they write all these things, and it don't concern them. They couldn't talk. What happened to that? All right. But what I'm trying to say to you is the amount of filth that we are believing in the Bible. It is uncalled for. But because we have suffered from a generational digression. It is a generational thing. So why we are not identifying the foolishness that they write in the Bible and being, like they say, is just a belief you have. Just believe it. You know, so we get lost there. But what I'm trying to say to you is one more to many things that I find out in the Bible. Similar to like wise men follow a star. And Herod kill a lot of boy babies 2 years and under because the wise men did not come back and tell him where the baby is. Whole bunch of nonsense. You read it good, you find out that nothing can go so. Well, again, this one I found, and I read this scripture like many others I read and didn't find out until in my lot of times of understanding what words are saying, it pops up into my thinking. I said, but wait a minute. That can't be true. That's not true. And I look at it and find out, you know, this is another thing of these white sodomite people who are writing a Bible and we are sucking it in. But if we really are connecting an inch with the with words and exactly what words are telling us, we wouldn't suck these things in, wouldn't believe them at all. Because we are not under any obligation to believe anything. We need to make identification of knowledgeable thing. But not believing. Believing is not a knowing thing. Believing must go through a process. It mustn't be like you have faith in what you don't. You only suspect or you assume, you know, and you hope it happened or something like that. That's not knowledge. You see, that's not the function of knowledge. Knowledge is to know things and know for sure and know and decide based on what you know, not based on what you believe and you don't have a surety of it. And only church is going to put a guilt trip on you when you're not believing and underrate you because you're not believing foolishness that you cannot, they cannot, they won't prove to you. They want you staying at the church an idiot. So I am telling you now that I'm reading in Numbers 12 about how God came down to Miriam, Moses, and Aaron, called them out of the tabernacle door. Imagine this. And so, if you read that scripture, then you know that God had a problem with Miriam and Aaron. Now, these are two brothers and a sister. But they're showing you, oh, God is intimate. Buddy-buddy with Moses. Because Moses in the Bible, as we well know, God exalts Moses to be a special person to lead the children of Israel, right? All right. So now, Moses married an Ethiopian woman. Who is an Ethiopian woman? I never considered that long time ago from I was a child coming up and hearing Bible read and I am reading the Bible myself. I never considered that. But this time I am reading it because I have a problem with that scripture, but it is not because I think anything about who the relationship of Moses, what the relationship of Moses with the woman of Ethiopia. Let me see this. Yeah. Ethiopia. All right. You know, if you know the difference between the hybrid people, hybrid ethnic people is a bunch of groups of different people. But we are hybrid of the same blood that are developed like into Chinese type, Indian type, and Hispanics, right? And you have the Islamic people in the East here, right? And more aborigines, different group of aborigine Indians and stuff like that. So you understand that Muslim people in the World History Textbook tells you that they are polytheism people. And that is not a name that you give people. Any kind of name that you call people. Polytheism is a blood creation thing. You see? So, when I read that Miriam and Aaron speak out against Moses marrying to the Ethiopian, aren't we all Africans? Isn't Moses an Ethiopian? It would be like you talk about all of the other countries in Africa. You could go anywhere and marry to your ethnic, you know, member. It doesn't matter. I mean, you could be jet black and you want to marry a Chinese woman. A Chinese woman or a Chinese man to a black woman or a Chinese woman and stuff like that. We come from the same taxonomic blood. So when I read now that God come down angry because Miriam and Aaron were infuriated because Moses, their brother, married the Ethiopian woman. So it's the first time I'm saying, but wait a minute now. What are they talking about here? Now, we have sodomites writing the Bible, and I've been knowing now that these people are to be prosecuted for writing about us, hybrid ethnic people, where they couldn't talk and have any sense. And now they are here taking over us, taking over what we have. Now, do you see anything wrong with that? We are here, begin to tell us, you know, about Abraham. We to tell them about Abraham, but a them I tell we about Abraham. That shows you, when I say that since 100,000 years ago, our brain went down. If you think we didn't go down, and you think because you can, you know, you have a bank account and you have some money in there and stuff like that. If you think, say, well, then at that make your brain sound, well, go turn king and start to rule the world. Because that's what we are about. We represent the children with the blood of the gods, the Elohim. And they are coming with Jesus' blood. Jesus don't exist. But these white sodomite people are using the things of civilized culture to use it for them own sodomite culture whilst they push us aside. Don't you see that? So when they come and preach about Jesus, we are to like send these people back into their cave in Europe. That's what we're supposed to do instead of have them here now all over the world. I go on like, oh, they are the greatest, and because we bring no good, we allow them to do what they're doing. It's not going to happen. it is not going to happen. So you look out for the tornadoes, okay? And you all look out who's going to church. I'm telling you, stop going to church. Church is not a place for you to put your money into. Put it into something else. Because you soon find out where Rocks of Ages is, right? These people who give us church and make us believe it and hone it like it is really true, we are going to suffer if we continue to go down that road with it. Because now we have knowledge of what the truth is. And if you refuse the knowledge, then there's nothing there for you. Okay? And these folks, all the things that they are doing, we will accept them as true. We are not covered by these people. And all they really, really want to do is to get us to where we are completely impaired, worse than where we are. That's what they want. You see, because they're not finished yet. They are not finished with us yet because we are almost gone in a coma the way we are living today because we don't know what is right from what is wrong. I want to thank you for tuning into the program, and I am going to I'm going to tell you something about, it's going to be John Lennon.
Below us.
Okay. Now, my friends, let's get into this portion of the of this thought. How can mute sodomy ape people of 1.5 million years ago be Roman Greek? Have you ever thought about that? We're riding on a lot of cooked up stuff. Right? But if you try to find out, you will find out. You can bring two things together and make them reign together, well, you're onto something. But what if you bring some of these things together? White people and African people mingle together. Can you get them to be okay to exchange marital properties, biological properties together? Can you make that be true? And because it is happening today, like it is, there's nothing to it. Nothing to it at the price of the African people who have descended orbital way, where you're not thinking on the level that you were created. I pointed out to you that the first 100,000 years, everything was okay with the African people. And as you can see, we were able to leave Africa and come out into the Western and other parts of the other world and establish a lot of things. And only for them to come with their blood, bad blood and poison and kill us in no time, they kill off our people. These white people, and listen to me. Oh, this is just terrible. These people will destroy us until no one of us left here. They kill off the Neanderthals. That's our species they kill off. Half of it. Because our first ancestors, they died out. The wise sapiens. And now, what is left is the Neanderthals. And they scrape up the Neanderthals and go interbreed up with them and look like humans. They only couldn't talk because Neanderthals did not talk. But they were a higher class of humanity. They are the third highest humankind. They were not ape. Okay? They were not ape. As far as the world history textbook distinguished them. Right? And they came along 250,000 years ago, while the ape-like hominid, they evolved 3.5 million years ago or so. There's a lot of difference between us. So, how this species with a subgroup Homo erectus for 3.5 million years is going to come now and fuck up a subgroup from the wise sapien 250,000 years now? You see what I mean? And then it is the evidence now, I'm showing you, that nothing is written that, oh, the gods, they didn't make a good hybrid human. There's nothing that say that. Kings have spoken up that they had the wisdom of a dapper, which is Adam, you know, It's like the proper name for Adam is a dapper. You see? And somewhere along the line, I have little doubt that it is these white sodomite people who take over control of the world, begin to make up some names for us. A dapper. You have kings who speak in history that they are the wisdom. These white people were not around talking yet. You see? So if you know what the commercialized thing that these white people are using to drive everybody nuts and make up phony, they call it's a bad economic time. I forget what the word is. But these people make these stuff up. You don't trust these white people? They make up, this is the word, inflation. They make up inflation. Like they make up COVID virus. All of a sudden, virus is common. All of a sudden. You see what I mean? And when they're talking about Trump did get the virus, he and his wife, you know, that don't work while believing. And they said Trump was in there like about five days or something like that. You know what? I don't really believe, I don't accept those things as true. Not about believing. I don't regard it as a real knowledge or of a fact, because you don't believe these faggots. Okay? You don't believe them. I mean, believing them would mean that you have a good sense it is true. You don't have a good sense that nothing these white people say true. Tell you, it is a very, 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 very critical time, and it's up to us. It's up to us to pay attention and draw close to information that links us to virtue, to honesty. But otherwise, we go astray and we won't worth anything that way. We worth something now if we look for the truth and let the truth be in our spirit. And so, I'm saying to you, we are in a bad, 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 bad position now, because ain't nobody looking out for us. And if it hadn't been for word and for history, we would live in vain. But my friends, I'm not going to live in vain. I'm not going to live in vain. And I, okay, believe in something, right? You don't believe in nothing. It's not that you can't say you believe in something, but you must know that it is true. It's not foolishness you're believing in. You're believing in something that you can identify as true. Okay? Apart from that, you can hold someone in a context that, you know, what they're saying may be a knowledge. But not until you prove it. So you may respect some people for things they say and can reserve it to be, you know, valuable. But don't make people tell you about believing Jesus and take you to church and all kind of things happening to you. You know, and you're going to look at people in the church like they are divine and stuff like that. You don't want to go there because church never exists in the BC era. So if church never exists in the BC era, how can church be a good thing? All right. Besides, if you're reading and know what these white people have been doing over the past 2,000 years, destroying the African people in their very eyes. But what makes it easy for them to do what they're doing is the miscegenation. 100,000 years and our brain is no longer good. You know, so when we look at the problem that we are in today, we must always remember that why our brain is not working good, why our ancestors don't leave a good thing for us. And it's these white people come make slavery and every one of our places that we are settled down in over the past 100,000 years, they come and take it away because our brain is not working right. If you, knowledge will make you grow and get things going in the right way. But if you don't find the truth and live by that truth, these faggots will always tell you that Jesus is the way. And Jesus is no way whatsoever. Is no God in the Bible. It's not telling you about no God whatsoever. And when you are praying to God of the Bible, you are destroying yourself. Really? Because your mind and your spirit is not logged into a legitimate source. The truth is what links us to the legitimate source. So when you're dealing with a lie, it doesn't matter what is happening in your life that you're taking like positive. Things can go on for a while with you. And you feel like, you know, God is this and that. And a number of things can work out well for you. But, you know, we are in a world with energy, positive and negative. And things may be going okay with you. But, you see, if you don't make sure that your mind experiences the truth, like historic truth, where there are places and time that you can identify, make what you're thinking true. But if you don't make sure that your reading is taking you in the right direction and you're not believing foolishness that you find in the Bible, you're going to perish when you think that, oh, the God of the Bible is helping you and Jesus is helping. No, those things are not true. So like if I had closed on what I was telling you about Moses and Miriam Miriam and her brother, Aaron. Those things are not true. Never true. No, God don't come down from nowhere. And what I want to tell you is that if you doubt that these white people are sodomites writing the Bible, both the old and new so-called covenant, and when they're sending you out with Jesus going into a cornfield and all this kind of stuff, not in a gossip. They're telling you all these other things about the wise men, follow a star, nothing done, Gaza. And a whole host of other things. When they're talking here and trying to show off how God deal, my friend, we don't want sodomites to tell us anything about God and make a Bible with Adam and Eve in a garden because they can't even tell you where the garden is. You see? And they have all these grandiose type of foolishness like the talking serpent and all that. those are real virus we're taking into our system. Put on top of what they do with the RHESUS blood. That turn us, our brain, you know, knock off our orbital brain from where it was. And now we accept them doing, shit in our mouth and we eat it. Basically, it's like that. What they are doing in the world right now, I don't need to classify what they are doing any better than what I just said. White people and what they are doing is, well, look at it on different level. Okay? We are here suffering under them, creating atrocities every day. Every day. All around the world. They don't belong in our territory. And we are here with it. So they find it okay to fuck another person's asshole. That's not our cultural stuff. Read the world history textbook. Go there and vote for them. Vote for them. Look at Trump. Trump decides, well, all right, he's going to go a different way with the presidency now. No more presidency. He's going to be the president if whether you like it or not. That's what was going to happen. And do you know, anytime they go down, do you know what's going to happen to the African people? Who they have thrown off totally out of recognition over the past 300 or 400 years? Do you know what type of life we are living today? We are not living a civilized life with these faggots stealing everything that we have and dictate to us the way we're supposed to live. You see? Because you owe them more money than you will ever earn, it appears. That's what they are doing. And how to get rid of that? I'm telling you, it's the AD and Adamani that we are complying with. AD and Adamani is not a government, instrument and a hit they are using to say they're running a government. It's not the democracy what they're talking about. Democracy don't really set up government. It's a calendar set up government. Okay? And the calendar that they have is a moon calendar, season calendar, where they revere the Pope and not the living gods, the Elohim. Who set up everything here on earth? They used to revere the gods, the Elohim, until they feel like they're going to go off on their own. And this is what is happening here. We African people do not go to church and read their Bible. Let them take them fucking foolishness and take it back to Europe. And so how can mute sodomite ape people of 1.5 million years ago be Romans and Greek? Where they get it from? And the only reason why they can become Romans and Greek is because they fuck our ancestors, years and years ago. And we turn fool. It's the reason why we see them do, and those of us who can barely see, we should be able to make out and know, say, well, them something are foolishness. Because they didn't have no language for millions of years. We came and got language because the gods put their blood inside of us and make us into genetic test tube babies. That's the way we become who we are. And they would like to write Bible and spit on our creation and tell us all kinds of foolishness. So, who discovered the first hominid? In 1974, paleanthropologist Donald Johnson and Tom Gray, digging in Haider, Ethiopia. They were digging in Haider, Ethiopia, found the partial skeletal of the earliest known hominid at that time. A female they called Lucy, after the Beatles song, Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds, which was playing in camp as they celebrated. In 1974, age 31, Donald Johnson discovered the fossil he dubbed Lucy, a previously unknown species of the ancient hominid. Johnson talks about what the discovery meant for the human family. 3 and the family tree, and discusses his new book, Lucy's Legacy, The Quest for Human Origins, March 6, 2009. Who is the earliest hominid? A nemesis is the oldest unequivocal hominid. Anamnes is the oldest unequivocal hominin with some fossils dating from as far back as 4.2 million years ago. For years, it has occupied a key position in the family tree as the lineal ancestor of Australopithecus afarensis. Afarensis, which is widely viewed as the ancestor of our own. When did hominids start speaking? Researchers have long debated when humans start talking to each other. Estimates range widely as late as 50,000 years ago to as early as the beginning of the human genus, more than 2 million years ago. In 1974, at age 31, Johnson discovered the fossil, dubbed Lucy, a previously unknown species of ancient hominid. Johnson talks about what the discovery meant for the human family tree and discusses
his new book, Lucy. Lucy's Legacy, The Quest for Human Origins. So that's a good book that someone could read. March 6, 2009, publication. So I want to thank you for tuning into the program. And so let me go over this again where it says, who is the earliest hominid? And it says, Anamensis. Is the oldest unequivocal hominin with some fossil dating from as far back as 4.2 million years ago. For years, it has occupied a key position in the family tree. So, what I'm reading here, and comparing this earliest hominin of 4.2 million years ago, which precedes the 3.5 million years. Hominin that bring the Homo erectus about. And it is saying that the 4.2 million was the first, and like it's the unequivocal, there was nothing more for all this for a long time. It was the hominin that's known. All right. Now, the World History textbooks speaks of the first hominin ape-like human that they are the first to walk upright, right? So I would imagine it walks right in line with the 4.2 finding. That's how I would view this. They are close and up the road, way down there. Our hybrid species is different. It's not named a hominid. It is named Wise Sapien. That is the name of it. And I think this is a sample that... that the gods created themselves since they came here 450,000 years ago, because it was quite a while after they came to Earth that we have 250,000 years ago. They were 450,000 years before, and then now 250,000 years from where we are was when our sapient species came about, and it's not named hominid. The book... the World History textbook totally distinguish the hominin from way back millions of years gone by, right? We are not of a species millions of years back there, okay? So this was a special species that we are created of, making a hybrid human being. I want to thank you for tuning into the program, and I don't want to like prolong talking a lot more because I'm getting old, and therefore I have to talk from the way I feel okay. And I hope that you are hearing and finding something to, to bless your heart and soul. So you take good care. I'm going to see what we can find here. And and I hope that we will be together again on the next episode. Take good care.
For while I got to kiss you and hold to your charm. Success seems like nothing to these empty arms. All this time I've been gaining a treasure that I can't even speak proudly of. For while I was winning the whole world, I was losing your love. Slowly losing your love.
Right now I want you to meet my special guest this week, and here's a man that I think is one of the most talented men that I've ever met in my life. He not only is a great musician, has a great mind for arrangements of any kind of music. And he's going to do a number for you now. I know that you will enjoy. It's called Laura's Theme. Make welcome the one and only Chet Atkins.
Thank you.
Short or long, let me be there like a puppet on a string. Like a puppet on a string. Oh.